the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Red light, green light. Everybody take a shot. Red light, green light. Give me everything you got. Red light, green light. Everybody take a shot. Red light, green light.
Live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media, rantemradio.com, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, Facebook, or all those other platforms. It is Saturday afternoon, 5 o'clock here on the East Coast, and very unique setting, setup, everything. Double A, as always, being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And we are live, Tony C in studio for the first time broadcasting together. We're live in Orlando, Florida, home of WrestleMania 33, which is tomorrow night on the WWE Network. But yeah, we're here. We're hobnobbing. We're talking. We're actually, we got Power Rangers on in the background.
That's right.
We're watching. And if you are listening to us live, let us know that you can hear us and that everything sounds good. I assume everything is coming out clear. Give us a shout, send me a text message, send us a message on Facebook, let us know in the chat room. Of course, the chat room is open. Just go to rantemradio.com right now. Tony C, you and I, we conversed a little bit before we went on the air, and I see that as I look over the table, your foot is bandaged up, you know.
Yeah, I may spring a leak at any moment, so you gotta watch out.
Oh my God. So, yeah. Tony C's here. He's convalescing, but he's hanging out. We've been laughing for the last, I don't know, like almost 2 hours. Yeah. Yeah, we've been laughing because we've been watching some funny wrestling clips. Yeah. Now we're watching Power Rangers.
What a great way to end a night. Whole bunch of Power Rangers.
I know, right?
Master Vile, my dude.
But yeah, we're going to be here probably hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. We're going to be talking WrestleMania, and of course we're going to talk about, or at least I'll talk about what happened last night at the WWE Hall of Fame induction ceremony. But as you can see, Tony C is, well, you can't see, but Tony C is sitting here, and what do you have in your hands?
I have in my possession right now the United States title, once held by famous individuals such as Lex Luger, Sting, Scott Hall.
Drunk Scott Hall.
Drunk Scott Hall, yeah. Goldberg, who else? Roddy Piper.
Hall of Famer, DDP from last night. DDP
from last night. Kurt Angle, the one Kurt Angle held from Booker T.
Yeah.
Himself. So I feel very privileged right now. And if I just had Ray to knock over the head with it, I would feel like I was like one of the managers or something. But it is pretty cool. It's a very nice replica. Double A has been nice enough to allow me to hold it and to babysit it. And I'm taking great care of it here.
And of course, Nick German, if you're listening, I don't know if you are or not, you might be in Raw NXT TakeOver, but if you think you're getting your grubby paws on this championship belt, you've got another thing coming.
You got to pry it out of my hands first, Nick German.
I know, right? And, I don't know. Tony C's on injury reserve, so he might not even make it to Mania. So.
And by the way, the Giant held his belt, too. The Giant? He stole it from Ric Flair.
So did Six.
Six. Eddie Guerrero.
Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Hennig. Ric Flair. All the greats have held this one here.
That's right.
And I feel very special.
You're leaving us that quick.
Yeah, she's tapping out on us.
She's tapping out on us already.
Double A significant other.
You're just right there.
Yes, she's going to hear everything. Master Vile just went off, by the way, and now we are.
He took all the power out of the Shogun Zords.
That's right. Like only Master Vile can. He's like a Vince McMahon, but a lot more devious, you know.
Got a lot more power, too.
That's true.
A lot more power.
And he loves his kids, like Vince.
And that's right. He loves his son and daughter.
Son and daughter. Matter of fact, now that we think about it, damn it, if he ain't Vince McMahon. Right?
Exactly.
Got a son and a daughter. Son married the guy that was trying to take over. I mean, the daughter married the son.
That was trying to take over.
Yeah. Man, who can book this stuff, by the way?
Now I know where it came from.
Vince Watson. Power Rangers.
In the 90s. That's what it is.
Damn authority figure. King Mondo, they all came from Vince. Vince stole all the ideas from the authority angle.
So I guess he can thank Chaim Saban for that.
That's right.
Oh man. But anyways, yes, it is we are in the thick of things, WrestleMania weekend. We're going to talk about WrestleMania. We'll go down the card, give our predictions. We'll see what we want to see, what we don't want to see. And of course, it's unique. This is not only is it the first time that we're broadcasting in the same room together. This is my first time broadcasting outside of my element. I've never done the show outside the headquarters, outside the studios. So this is the first time doing the show live, and you know what a place to do it live. And what do you think of the facilities here, Tony C?
It is plush. I think Surfer would approve.
Surfer, if you're listening, you know you're missing out here. I mean, I know you had to have that knee replaced, but I think your rehab would have been better off here.
Yeah. Nice living area, plush living area.
That's right.
We got kitchen is plush.
We got our flat screen with flat the Roku.
So. I mean, AA's got it going on, man. I have to tip my cap to them. Yeah, they have it going on.
Yeah, and I've been very pleased with where we've been. Of course, we're kind of out of the way of the action in Orlando, only because we know how the fans can get. They are a rowdy bunch, and it's best to just stay clear of them.
the riffraff,
because I've of the little riffraff I've seen in the last 4 days, that was enough for me. I'll get enough of it tomorrow when I go to WrestleMania. So let's see here. Anything on your mind before we get to the meat and potatoes of why we're here today?
No. I mean, this weekend is our Super Bowl, man. So excited to see what happens and where we go from tomorrow. Yeah. I know you had a good time last night at the Hall of Fame there. Except for a couple guys behind.
Oh my god! Yeah, we had a good time. It's just these two jackasses. Now, so I called into the post show for the Hall of Fame last night to talk about this, but really I'll go into detail about it now. What happened was, so I had some fairly decent seats for the Hall of Fame. Actually, they were very good. And if you saw any of the pictures I posted on Instagram and that are on Facebook, you saw we had good seats. We were in the club level. And so these two guys come and sits down behind us and had to be obnoxious from the time they sat down because they lean over, hey, man, are you into wrestling too? And I'm like, no, I found the tickets in the parking lot. And I said, what the hell? I'll just come.
You found a number on the wall that said, if you want to go to the Hall of Fame, call this number.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. No. Of course, I'm a wrestling fan. Why the hell would I be here? And of course, he starts asking me questions. What do I think the main event's going to be? Why do I think such and such is going to happen? Ridiculous questions that, of course, I had an answer to. And then he goes, are you into the UFC? And I said, well, not quite. I got my theories on the UFC and whatnot. The guy pretty much said, no, maybe we'll see if we find a scalper. We'll go to WrestleMania. I said, good luck. The event sold out. I said, well, that's why we would go to a scalper. I said, yeah, but what are you going to pay from a scalper? If I pay $300 for my ticket, almost.
You can only imagine what the scalper's
going to do. Exactly. The scalper's going to charge you so much more.
Yeah.
And, I don't know. It's just then they started talking about their sex lives and talking about, you know, this one guy that, you know, oh, you know, man, sex hasn't just been the same ever since my wife had her kids. And then this one had a hysterectomy and I needed it X amount of times and this. And like we were sitting there like, what? The whole time they're talking about this. This is during the pre-show. And so the Hall of Fame starts. They got up. They moved somewhere else, but they were still being obnoxious in our section. And while the Rock and Roll Express were up there, they were saying, nobody knows who you are. Get off the stage. We're here to see Kurt Angle, blah, 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 blah. Just being obnoxious.
They disrespected it.
Talking the Rock and Roll. Oh, my God.
The Rock and Roll Express getting disrespected.
You know, thank God. They can't hear what was going on. Ricky Borden might have come up and done something.
They might have slapped Ricky High Street.
Oh, my God. Anyway, speaking of the Hall of Fame, though, so last night I was there, and it was a very good night. Heard from a lot of people, Eric Bischoff, Jim Cornette. Of course, Cornette with a live microphone was epic. Ricky and Robert Gibson, Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson. First of all, I can't remember a Robert Gibson promo ever in the 30-plus years I've been watching. So to hear Robert get up there and start talking was a little weird. Ricky was all over the place, wandering back and forth between the microphone and off the mic. And this, he gets off the mic because they start talking about Ric Flair. And, you know, the mic, you have to, if you're not in front of the mic, nobody hears you. Ricky wanders off away from the mic and says, all right, we're going to woo in 1, 2, 3. Of course, everybody, at least they figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know. So he goes, 1, 2, 3, and everybody woos. And then Ricky finally gets back to the damn microphone.
He's Richard. Only Richard can pull off something
they,
like
that's
that,
one thing like. They didn't bring up.
What the
Richard? They didn't bring up Richard Morton. But
his alter ego.
No, they didn't bring that up. They didn't bring up that. They brought up... you know, Ricky goes, this is the best man I've ever met in my life, and I'm glad I've been able to spend all these years with him. And he started crying. He hugs Robert Gibson. But Robert had a great line. Robert goes, you know, I got the call that I was going into the Hall of Fame, and then my two kids called me and told me I'm going to be a grandfather. So I got two grandkids on the way. Everybody's like, oh, that's great, blah, blah, blah. And Ricky Morton goes, because I'm a rocker, I got 7 kids, and I got 7 grandkids. And Robert gets on the mic and says, and they're all mine. So, and then, I got to tell you, though, they said a lot of dirty things during that Hall of Fame. So Ricky Morton goes, a lot of people equate me as being the Gene Simmons of wrestling. But really... Gene Simmons is the Ricky Morton of rock and roll. And Robert Gibson goes, show him your tongue.
Oh, man. Really?
Yes.
Robert Gibson.
Robert Gibson I'm got no class.
Not this kid's in the audience.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And it was overall, it was a good night. Beth Phoenix got up there. She talked. She was a little long-winded. She got Tony Chimmel up there. That was pretty cool to introduce Edge. Then Ron Simmons and JBL telling stories about Teddy Long, you know, coming out and doing his thing. basically saying that Ron Simmons and JBL are a bunch of liars.
He's not cheap.
But he said he is cheap, but that that they left stuff out of the stories that they were saying, you know? That happened. And, of course, Kurt Angle coming out. Kurt singing, "I'm just a sexy Kurt. Sexy Kurt.
Love it.
I'll make your ankle hurt." And, of course, the crowd was singing with Kurt. He sang "Jimmy Crack Corn" and "I Don't Care." He tried to rap like he did when he was battle rapping with John Cena. Of course, Roman got booed. Goldberg got booed and left after he got booed.
No class.
No class. He got up and left.
Goldberg has no class. Can't wait because he's going away after tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Yes.
Thank God, man.
One more day of Goldberg.
Yeah, really.
One more day.
If you want to call the show, the number is 954-889-7268. Double A, the word, all one word on Skype. Now, of course, if we take your call and we're having problems hearing you, bear with us, because as I explained to Tony C before coming on the air here, our situation is gimmicked. It's jerry-rigged, and we're doing things a little ghetto today, so because I couldn't get things to work the way I wanted to. But this, at least this got us on the air. This got us broadcasting. So that's good enough. Oh, man. So, Mr. C.
WrestleMania. Yes, sir.
WrestleMania tomorrow night. Now, I asked you also, did you see the New Day reveal the WrestleMania set? And you said you saw it.
Saw a little bit of it.
What'd you think?
A whole lot of money.
Wasted for a four-hour show.
Yeah. And I can only imagine how my boy Hunter is going to enter the building tomorrow. That's all I can say.
Your boy Hunter. How about The Undertaker?
Well, if they were smart, they would put him in American Badass and just let him ride his motorcycle down.
He's going to be charioted to the ring. But, my God, that
match, if that goes on last,
that's the rumor.
Yeah.
That's the rumor right now.
You guys are getting that last tomorrow.
Yeah.
Last.
I don't know, man. I don't know how to take that.
So that means that match will go on at what, 11:15?
Or later.
11:30.
Or later. I mean, right now, let me see here. We've got 13 matches on the card over the course of what's supposed to be a six-hour show. 2 hours of pre-show, and then a four-hour Mania. And
that's two matches an hour, basically.
Two matches an hour. So you're looking at
Taker coming on last.
Yeah.
Well, last time they were in Orlando, he came on. He went last.
He went last, but the show didn't go off the air at 12 o'clock either.
That's true.
It went off at 11, like a respectable time. Listen, just because we're in Orlando doesn't mean that people don't have lives on Monday morning. Some people live here and actually have to go to work tomorrow.
That's true, but then a lot of people are going to Raw on Monday. So
I'll be there.
You know.
I'll be there.
You got to drink it in, as Jericho says.
And by the way, don't follow Chris Jericho on Instagram because today is April 1st. So
he's in a trolling mood.
Oh, he posts a picture. He got choppy. Now, Choppy, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but you got had real easy. So picture me taking a picture of your foot the way it is.
Okay.
For those of you can't see what the scene here in the room. Tony C's got his foot elevated on a chair, and it's got it. He's got it wrapped up. If I took a picture of that and posted on Instagram and said, you know, I can't make it to WrestleMania because I hurt my foot while working out, he put that on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he said, my match has been called off due to injury. He showed a picture of an ankle like just like yours, all bruised up and everything.
And somebody bit.
Choppy.
Choppy bit.
Choppy bit.
And what did he
And Choppy, I know. Upset? Choppy. If you're listening, I love you, man, but you got had pretty easy.
He
was, actually. He was.
Choppy, that was very rage-esque. That's all I want to say.
He got had by Chris Jericho. Here, I don't know, let me push the monitor. Yeah, I'll show you. You see that picture?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the picture right there.
And somebody bought it. Look, Choppy. Bought it, hook, line, and sinker.
Of course, I'm sure he's not the only one. He's not
he's the only one from the group.
That at least, you know.
Oh man.
Speaking of Choppy, him and Phil are setting up for tomorrow. You can listen to them tomorrow, 3:30 here on Rant and Radio.
3:30.
They're going to induct the Mega Powers into the Rant and Radio Hall of Fame. And they're also going to induct Pastor Sadell as the recipient of the TSP Award. And, of course, I'll be calling in to the show, supposedly, with Nick German on the line. That's the supposed rumor going around. Because Nick German's been on social media for the last week threatening me, says, I got a pickup truck. He says the keg's gonna be in the bed as a bed. And that he's in the actual parking lot of the stadium.
Nick German, this is not Varsity Blues, Friday Night Lights, or anything like that. Okay? You can't have AA out in the parking lot.
And he wants the title on top of that.
And you want him to bring the coveted US title. I don't think so, my
friend. And let me explain something. That belt hasn't left the hotel room since I got to Orlando.
No,
and it shouldn't.
I haven't been parading around the city with the belt or anything, you know.
I may take it to dinner with us tonight, though.
I'm thinking about it. Just walking into the place, establishment.
Now I had it hanging on the dresser over there, by the handles of the drawers. But when I first got to the hotel room on Wednesday, I had the belt open, sitting on that ottoman over there by the window, and the drapes were open. And I said, wait a minute, I better close these drapes because I don't know what rabid wrestling fan is going to walk past here, break that window, and take that belt. And we've seen a couple of wrestling fans walk past the window already.
That's true.
You know, we saw one guy in a Bootio shirt, and if he walks in front of this window again, gonna open up the door. Yeah, we'll drag him in here, but
kicking and screaming.
Jesus.
Who knows? Lex Luger might roll by.
Exactly.
Looking for this damn US title. I found it.
Come here. Get over here.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Too funny. There's Ernie.
Oh my God.
Ernie. Wait a minute. They're being accosted by a Master Vile.
Master Vile is an evil son of a bitch.
Yep. Well, he's a Vince McMahon. I mean, what do you want, you know?
Kind of reminds me those soda pads of Ministry of Darkness taping.
Yeah, a little bit.
Are they having a party?
They're having a party. They brought back, I remember they took over the juice bar.
That's right.
And they, because
the Power Rangers are gone, right?
Right, and they brought in all these monsters and everything to throw the party. Like old monsters and crap like that.
Look, you can always see Lord Zedd with that staff.
Oh, man.
Getting down with his bad self.
anyways, if you're listening to us live, don't forget to join us tomorrow for the continuation of the marathon. It'll kick off tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. with a replay of the Shining Wizards from this past Tuesday. And then, of course, at 11 p.m., you're going to hear this program that you're listening to right now. The Rant. But if you're listening to us on Sunday and you're listening to the replay, following us at 1 p.m. will be the Wrestling Call-In Show live with William Morgan. Then at 3:30, Turnbuckle Throwbacks will take things over. They'll be live from the Chop House. The
Chop House. And not a steakhouse. And not a place where, like, big women hang out. You know, the Slaughterhouse.
The Slaughterhouse.
Chop House.
They're gonna be hanging out there. They've got a buffet spread that they're currently working on. I know that Phil was taking the equipment over there and setting things up today, so that way they're good to go to broadcast on Sunday. Rob will be in studio. I believe his brother Elaine will be in studio. Or
Sato.
Sato will be there. I don't have my drops. I can't play my drops today.
Oh.
But yeah, Sato will be there. Of course, Choppy. I believe somebody by the name of Marquise will be there.
Oh my God!
Of course, Mega Powers will be there.
White Lightning will be in the house.
That's right. So it's gonna be fun tomorrow night. And like I said, I'll be calling in to that show to see if if I was able to defeat Nick German in the parking lot of the Citrus Bowl.
No, are they doing something like a NXT pre-show, post-show?
No. Today, no, because there's just too much going on. And I think between all the moving around that Phil has been doing and things like that, there's just no chance. And me, I don't, you know, we got better things to do. Bigger fish to fry outside, having a good dinner later on, you know.
That's true.
Besides, you know, we want to
conserve our energy
for tomorrow. And, you know, we don't want to leave the U.S. title by itself for too long.
That's true. Legs might break in.
Exactly. I mean, the do not disturb thing has been on the door since I got here. So, yeah. All right. Well, with that, let's get into WrestleMania and some of the news that's been going on this past week. A lot of things have been going on. And, of course, one of the biggest stories, I guess, that came out yesterday was that Jim Ross, who's been in the news for the last 2 weeks, signed a Legends deal with the WWE, but this has nothing to do as a result of his wife passing away. The deal was finalized 5 weeks ago. But the kicker to all this is that Jim Ross is going to call Brock Lesnar Goldberg on Sunday.
That's right. So that means it's going to go long in 2 minutes, people.
I hope so. God almighty, I hope so.
It is,
WWE. I mean, JR called the first match they had together, so.
Well, that went longer than 10 minutes.
Now, my God, I don't know.
No, it's been 2 minutes.
Oh, let's see here. Dr. Doom looks like he's calling. Let me see how I'm going to finagle this now. It should be going into this Skype. Hold on. Let me see here. No, it should be going into this one. See, this is the problem. I got two Skypes opened up. Okay, let me do this. These technical things here, you know, you got
these technical issues are brought to you by Geek Squad.
That's right. Now, Dr. Doom, bear with me. Like I said, we might not be able to hear you too well, but we're going to try our best.
Because I will reposition the U.S. title.
Yeah. There we go. Let's see here. Dr. Doom. Let's see here. We're going to try to add him in here. Let's see what happens when I do this. You already have a call. There's another call. Hang up on the first call. I don't know. Why won't it let me add you? Should be able to let me add you. Yeah. All right. Let's do this then. Dr. Doom, try calling in again. Oh, wait a minute. There we go. Add. Hold on, let's see here. There we go. Let's see here.
Yeah, how's he?
You heard that?
Let's look to fluff some pillows, leave some mints.
Housekeeping. All right, we're gonna see if this works here. Let me see here. I'm gonna see if we can get him on. Dr. Doom.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, you?
Making it a little quick, sitting here, you know, doing a little gardening and stuff. I was listening to y'all.
What the hell?
You're gardening?
On WrestleMania Saturday?
Can you hear us? He probably put us on hold again.
Every biggest thing that happened on last night, Magnus sighting.
Oh, you
I heard somebody. To the grapevine. Yeah. Did you see him, Double A?
I did see him.
My man.
You see him.
He's back in town. This is, you know, this is his
company. Man, you had Cena, Magnus, and Nikki Bella. Man, it just.
under one roof, exactly.
That's a reality show in his own way.
Hey, y'all ain't talk about Rick Rude's son is humongous.
Yeah.
I thought he was a pro wrestler when he looked at him.
He is huge. He came out, he cut a promo. He gets
like it. He was tall or
huge tall.
Oh.
He came out and the music was playing. He goes, cut the music.
No.
And then he starts talking about, you know, his dad and things like that. And he says, I guess the only way to make this speech the right way would be for me to ask that all you out of shape, fat, Central Florida sweat hogs. He did all that. It was pretty funny. And they closed out the thing, and it was good. He says, I've never done anything like this before in my life.
And he's not trying to get into business.
No.
Nah, he got like his own business. But it seemed like everybody's daughters. I didn't know DDP had four daughters.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
He all came by out, Kimberly?
I don't know if they're all by Kimberly, no. But he came out with four girls.
But they fine.
And I thought that they were the Diamond Dolls.
Just models.
Yeah, and he says, no, these are my daughters.
Damn, DDP. Shot nothing but daughters, huh?
That happens sometimes.
Savage have any kids?
No.
Not chance?
Nah. No. That he knows of, probably.
Now, I gotta ask you this, Dr. Doom. How are we coming through?
Y'all sound all right, just a little echoey.
A little echoey. Because
we go home. Because
the acoustics. But other than that, we sound okay.
Yeah, you know, I'm outside. I'm about to head in and stuff. I just got wolf my lunch.
Pull
down
all those fruits up, Mr. Miyagi.
Hey, I'm making sure that Mr. Sato don't come and get me, you know.
Speaking of that, Miyagi, I was watching Karate Kid 3 Friday, too. And Dane LaRusso and Mike Barnes broke that damn tree. So, nobody's breaking your... That's right. He broke it with his knee. Ah!
So is this going to be like a regular rant episode? I can probably hop back in about 30 minutes?
Yeah, we should be on in about 30 minutes. Yeah. We still haven't gotten into the card and things like that. So, yeah.
Go ahead, Mr.
All right, yeah,
Mr. Miyagi.
Finish pulling those weeds and your roots and things.
And make sure you get that
bond. Strawberries so I can make some strawberry wine.
You're picking strawberries.
Well, make sure they straight for this year so I can, you know, make some strawberry wine and some stuff, you know.
He's planted to make strawberries.
That's right. Strawberries, hey.
Nah, I got a real good strawberry drink with like vodka and stuff I made.
Strawberry patch out there, man.
Yeah.
Where is you? But you're in like Suffolk, Virginia, right?
Yeah.
That's like, is that kind of the Portsmouth and stuff?
Yeah, it's like the country part.
Yeah.
Get away from all the hoodlums.
Smithfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing but grass out that way.
Yeah,
I don't know. Stuff like that.
Yeah, it's a kind of feel up the street.
I know, you know what I'm saying? I used to frequent that way. I know what you're talking about. Shout out to Suffolk.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, I'll be back in about 30, 40 minutes.
All right, call back in.
All right.
Don't let Mike Barnes get to your trees now. He's a real prick. An asshole.
Oh, he, I'll just shoot him in the, below the kneecap. He'd be
all right. Trying to get on with it.
All right.
Later, man. All right. That was Dr. Doom calling in. So then now we know that that works. So if you want to call in, the lines are open. Let me see here if it'll let me now. Yeah. Okay. So we got it off. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways. So yeah, Jim Ross calling Lesnar Goldberg. That's
Lesnar Goldberg 3.
Lesnar Goldberg 4, if you really want to.
What was the third one? Okay. Survivor. 20. 20 was one.
I guess the Royal Rumble doesn't count.
Royal Rumble don't count. That one was cool, man. This is, what they call a blow off for the feud.
The blow off. The rubber match.
That even though Rock has one.
Exactly. And he came out looking weak on Monday.
That's right.
But. Another thing that pisses me off about this whole thing with this particular match now, Goldberg complained, had the nerve to complain that he's been miserable.
Audacity.
Exactly.
Yeah, unmitigated gall. That's why you don't let old people in the wrestling.
No.
They just get old and they start complaining about
of course not.
Doing their job, like training and stuff like that. And he hasn't done the job yet.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised if he wins tomorrow.
But what was the time that the total ring time he's had? 3 minutes and change?
3 minutes and change.
Unbelievable. And he's complaining.
Getting paid millions of dollars.
Yeah, for just showing up.
SMH.
I guess that shows, that sums up his entire career, right?
In a nutshell, I think Brock should use a
cattle prod to bring it all, you know, full circle.
Hold on, I think I've just been tagged in a picture by Nick German.
Uh-oh.
Let me see what he has to say here, because if he's listening, you know, you can cram it with walnuts. All right? Let me see, what did he put here? That master vial is something else. All right, let me see here. Ah, oh, he found himself a referee outside Taco. Look.
Who is that?
I have no idea who the hell that is. He just found some referee, some ham and egger out in the parking lot.
With a ref, with a footlong shirt on.
Well, yeah, with outside the Amway Center, which is where he is. So,
Takeover's in the Amway Center?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought they were doing it at a school
center. No, because it's a big event.
Oh. Yeah, so it's rude in Nakamura tonight, right?
Yeah. I'm going to respond to this.
A ham and egg.
And your ref is a ham and egger. All right. Oh, man. That goes back, man. Speaking of going back, we laughed so much. We'd said it already, but we laughed a lot because we watched...
Mean Gene.
Here's the thing. Tony C wasn't convinced that the whole Mean Gene promo from SummerSlam was real. And then I showed him the video, and he said, I can't believe it.
I didn't believe it, man. I thought that was like an outtake that somebody came up with or something. No. I thought it was some doctor footage.
No, it's real. It happened live on the pay-per-view. You know, and even they've got the actual pay-per-view broadcast that
you came across pay-per-view.
Well, no, that's on YouTube. You can watch the live broadcast.
Gotcha.
Okay, because on
the whole thing.
I'm talking about just that particular clip, because what's on the WWE Network, I believe, they've edited it out. So somebody recorded the live broadcast. They put it up there, and it happened. And then you hear Tony Schiavone and Jesse Ventura freaking out. Like Jesse's like, I guess Oakland forgot we're on television.
They did say that. So, but it is classic, yo.
It's funny, the two most infamous moments in wrestling that involve the F-bomb both have Tony Schiavone, because one is with Gene Oakland and then the other one is with Bobby Heenan.
Yeah.
At the Clash of the Champions. Yeah.
Brian Pillman. That's right.
But I love when Arn Anderson explained it. It says, he goes, Bobby got flustered and Bobby dropped the F-bomb, and once you say it, you can't take it back.
Good.
That's it.
It was out there.
It was out there. Oh, man, let's talk about, let me see here. We also found out today the news broke just a short time ago, actually, before Tony C got here. WWE is going to do a women's tournament this summer on the WWE Network, much like the Cruiserweight Classic.
Okay.
I don't know if we're going to get a show out of it, but, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Mauro Ranallo will not be at WrestleMania this year. He's home convalescing at the hands of JBL, who has been he's been quite mean-spirited, not a nice person. He's been a bully. He's been a bully. And I don't know, man. JBL, you got to stop that, because, you know, that's the reason why Joey Styles gave you a black eye.
That's true.
Joey Styles, of all people.
Everybody.
Jesus. Hello to Pastor Sadell in the chat room.
Future Hall of Famer.
Future Hall of Famer, that's right.
Pastor Sadell.
Let me see, what other news do we got here? Just WWE is all over the place. I was at the location of Access on Thursday to pick up some merchandise. I saw a little bit of Access, like peeking through the wall type thing. But that damn thing is huge, 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 huge. The convention center.
I meant to warn you about that.
Oh my God. There's a lot just going on here. And of course, people don't know how to drive for shit in this city.
As always.
But I think it's just a little bit more apparent this weekend because most of the people that are driving. Exactly. You know, I know there's somewhere flittering around the city of Orlando, there's a wizard somewhere.
Yeah.
So Kevin, you know, please don't be one of those erratic drivers. I know he's somewhere down in like a Hyatt Regency or something like that.
That's by the convention center.
I think he's around there.
Oh. And there's also one out right here off I-4 here. There's another Hyatt Regency there.
We're here at the lovely Staybridge.
Staybridge.
And it's actually very nice, very good. Plush. Posh. We've got a nice breakfast buffet here. And during the week, I told Tony Z this, during the week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, free beer and wine. And if there's wrestling fans here that have been here since Wednesday, I'm sure that they've taken advantage of that stuff on Wednesday, and they'll take advantage of it again on Monday before they go to Raw.
Yeah, because you got to get your stomach full before you get there.
I mean, I saw that. They have you go with your cup, and you draw the beer directly from the tap.
But at the arena,
prices are. We bought a Pepsi last night, just a regular Pepsi like this, $8. So
$8 for a freaking Pepsi.
$8. Done. Now tomorrow, the only thing I'll buy at WrestleMania will be a souvenir cup with Pepsi or Coke or whatever in it, because it's a cool cup.
That son of a bitch better come with a free refill.
And that's why I think. I think it comes with a free refill because I bought the cup when I went for 28, and I believe I could refill it. I just didn't.
All day.
Because, you know, I'm the type that once I get planted in my seat,
you ain't moving.
Right? I don't move. Exactly. Yeah. Now, I may move a little bit during the pre-show because it's the pre-show. But once 7 o'clock hits, I ain't gonna move until
until
JoJo gets on there and says thanks for coming out. We'll see you tomorrow night on Raw.
Well, Triple H kicked y'all the hell out.
Exactly.
Get out.
Now speaking of getting kicked out, fans were arrested at the WWE hotel on Thursday
trying to sneak into
the rooms and accost the wrestlers and this and that. It's private property. WWE rented the entire hotel. The weekend, so
I bet nobody was trying to get in Boomer's room.
Probably not.
Trying to get the hell away from it.
You know what else happened? I'm surprised you didn't go to this. Well, I know you're convalescing, but still, you could have at least driven by in your car. The Hulk Hogan Beach shop opened.
I heard Hollywood's in town,
and he was there at the appearance. He was there at the opening of the store.
You know, if I wouldn't have been on the mend, I may have made my way to see my man.
I mean, even just driving by in the car, you roll down the window
and say, Hollywood!
Exactly. That's it. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do.
Mark.
Have
the Hardys been spotted anywhere?
The Hardys are in town. They have been spotted. There's rumors going around that we may see the Hardys tomorrow night at WrestleMania.
I heard that rumor.
If not, we'll see them Monday night on Raw. That's the reports. Take that however you want.
If they come with that same gimmick from 2000, they might as well stay back, stay away.
But I don't know if I want to see the broken gimmick either.
Broken is better. They're too old to be talking about being extreme, Double A. They have kids and stuff.
They're still going to be extreme being broken, though.
But that's more okay than like, dude, God. You're almost 40.
Sit they are a 40. I think they're both over 40.
So sit your ass down. Come on, man.
Okay. Pastor's got a good thing here. Then we'll talk about this in a second. But hell yeah, we're still watching Power Rangers.
That's right. That's all day marathon.
Let me see here. Faster, I'm going to talk about that when we get into the matches, because that's been a report going around, or a rumor.
That the Hardys?
Not about the Hardys, rather, about one of the matches in particular. Let me see here. I guess that's it in terms of news. The SmackDown Women's Championship match got bumped from the pre-show after the outcry from the fans. They complained and moaned too much that they decided to bump the match from the pre-show to the main card, which is, you know, it's fine. There's also a report going around that the rumored main event is going to be Roman Reigns and The Undertaker. I can see you're excited about that, Tony. Tony, me and Tony C, we talked a little bit. I found out Tony C's been having some problems sleeping lately, but now he doesn't have to take any pills or anything because he'll just watch that match and
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, go.
That match will start what time? About 11?
11 something. Tony C will, better than Somonex, better than a warm glass of milk.
Cure for insomnia is booming!
Exactly.
We all know that.
So Tony C's looking forward to that match so he can finally get some sleep.
Some good rest. Pop a pill, a good muscle relaxer, and booming rain. That'll do it.
Oh, man.
That'll do it, man.
So, yeah. So that's everything in terms of news that came out since we were on the air on Tuesday. We will be on the air this Tuesday night, 9 o'clock, following the Shining Wizards here on Randy Ham Radio, where we will discuss the fallout on Monday Night Raw and things like that. And we'll see if we can get Surfer's old ass to call back into the show, because Surfer texted me today, said he's not home, but he is out of the hospital.
Yeah, witness protection.
Yeah, exactly. He acts like if where he is some secret place, but all he says is, "I'm staying with people that's going to take care of me." Okay, that's great.
Farmer.
People going to take care of you, but that doesn't. They're not going to be taking care of your ass at 9 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. I mean, if you're in somebody else's house, I don't think there's going to be a metered TV there. Exactly.
Quiet hours. Quiet hours again.
Exactly. You know, I'm sure in that house you're going to be able to get your Kaiser roll.
That's true. Get him everything he needs.
So
he likes it.
So yeah. Now before we get into the WrestleMania stuff here, you good? You want something to drink there, Tony C? You want some pineapple?
Yeah,
Let me get it. See, we got Tony C some pineapple. Now I'm gonna go over here for a second.
He's stepping away, grabbing my crushed pineapple.
Now it feels like it's frozen. I have to witness this myself.
Solid.
I gotta witness this myself now.
Now it's not heavy.
Get you some paper towel too.
It's not heavy syrup, but we'll make do. Because when it's heavy syrup, it's just...
I gotta see this for myself.
Oh, good, man.
Is it good?
This is good stuff.
I don't know how you could do that. First of all, I can't do the crushed pineapple. I gotta have me some pineapple sliced.
No. This is good stuff.
He's enjoying it. He's enjoying a simple can of Dole crushed pineapple.
Slushy.
That's been sitting in the freezer for close to an hour. And it's a little slushy, he says.
That's what you need.
Oh, man.
This
so,
is a game changer.
Look at that. He's enjoying it big time.
This is like Jim Ross calling my match. Over the top. Puts it over the top.
Oh, by God. He just put another spoon in his mouth.
That's right.
Tony C, with another spoon, eating that damn crushed pineapple. It won't 100% pineapple juice.
This crushed pineapple had hell to pay.
Oh, my God.
It will never be the same again.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's too funny.
And me and this pineapple had a rocket buster.
A rocket buster. That's right.
Shot and fast.
That's right. Let me see here. Let me see what I think. Pastor's got a comment.
Discordia, man.
He's asking if there's going to be a heel turn for Roman.
Hell, you already a heel.
Will that keep you awake during the main event?
Hell no.
That's not going to change anything.
He already a heel. That's what Triple H said.
Already a heel.
I guess so.
I'll be damned. He going to go with SmackDown to kill that in May. Because that's when the draft lottery is, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to start watching too. We ain't going to have no show to watch. Monday or Tuesday?
That's why we're going to change the format of the show. And we're going to just reflect on the glory days. We're going to play old clips. We're just going to play the commentary of Hogan's match against Ming from WCW Pro. Like we watched earlier today.
They ended in no contest.
Yeah, exactly. They ended with Macho Man and Hogan with chairs in the ring.
Getting the whole faction.
Exactly.
That's right. The original Undertaker.
Exactly. Let's see here.
Kill the whole faction.
Look at that. He killed the whole can of pineapple. Almost the whole can
of pineapple. You damn skipping.
Look at that. He's when I say he's enjoying it, he's enjoying it. It's like when Mikey enjoyed those damn crab legs, which, by the way, we're just across the street from.
We're adjacent to Joel's Crab Shack.
Exactly. Right where.
The
scene of the crime. So, Phil, if you're listening, you know exactly where we are.
That murder scene.
they still have the crime scene. Taped off. Yeah, exactly. The tape is still up.
Chalk out around.
There's a memorial outside for all those crab legs.
Sebastian.
Exactly.
The statue of Sebastian. We hardly knew him.
And I'm sure that tomorrow Mikey's going to do some more damage with whatever it is.
Damn chicken wing.
Exactly. I think they're doing wings, that they might be doing pizza.
Oh, man.
Who knows? You know, Choppy is being Portuguese. They may get some of that.
Portuguese man of war.
Yeah, maybe doing some, like, Portuguese. What's some good Portuguese fare? I guess they got some Portuguese sausage. Things like that. I don't know.
Rage would be the world's strongest rage. Roman Rage.
Jesus.
Just like Boomin.
He's got the same reaction, too.
Boo! As soon as you walk in the room.
I wonder if they boo him in, like, airports and stuff. Boo. I would.
Boo Rage? I'd boo Rage at the airport.
Him, too. Both of them.
Oh, man.
Now boarding Mr. Roman Reigns. Boo!
Exactly. I'm sure his kids boo him, too. His daughter.
Playing tea time with
exactly.
Tea.
Boo! Yeah.
That is awesome,
y'all. Oh, man. Anyways.
Pineapples were great, Double L. Thank you, guys.
No.
Going out of your way.
No problem.
Make it happen.
No problem. I just had to witness it myself.
You want to see how it goes now.
Exactly. And it went down real easy. I mean, it lasted, what, 2 minutes?
If that. It was longer than a Goldberg-Brock match.
That it was. Just by a little bit. All right, so let's get into this card for WrestleMania as Tony C proudly holds the United States Championship of Pineapple Eating.
That's right, the United States Champion of Pineapple Eating. And I may take this to dinner with me. If Double L allows me to walk in the building with it, I sure will, and be the mark that I am. And say that I am the U.S. champion.
Since you won't be participating in anything else this weekend, you might as well.
And say, and possession is 9/10 of the law.
Exactly. You heard that, Nick German, right?
That's right.
Anyway,
you are the champion.
He's sitting there outside the Amway Center, because I don't think they've opened the doors just yet. But he's sitting outside the Amway Center listening to this or whatever, and he must thinking.
You'll never get your hands on this title belt here.
No.
As Eric Bischoff told Ric Flair.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the...
It's in pristine shape, man.
Exactly. I take care of it, except for that one screw on that first plate right there. No, the other one. That plate, there's a screw that broke off. It's in there, but it detached from the actual plate.
Oh,
if you look in the corner there, it's kind of doing like that Rick Steiner thing. Look right here.
I'll get rid of that.
Right here, right there. Exactly.
No, the Rick Steiner one was gone.
Oh, no, it was gone completely, but it still had the bolts inside the belt.
Yeah, that's true. You know? They were being cheap and not getting the damn new belt until the outsiders got their belts.
He broke it. You broke it.
I was showing his dog face. Boom! Look, he broke it.
But I'm saying, you know, a lot of people who's never held a championship belt, if you got decked with that, I mean, that thing does some serious damage. And that thing ain't light. That thing weighs about 10 pounds.
About 10, 12 pounds.
You know?
When somebody gets hit with one of these, let me tell everybody, when you see a wrestler get hit with one of these damn belts, ass is going down.
Exactly.
Now, unless you're Super Cena, then you just kick out at two.
Exactly.
Kick out at two.
But
I can see why a lot of people lost their belts. Because of these damn
plates. I mean,
they ain't light at all for y'all. That,
20 pounds of gold ain't joking right there.
No. And he's not lying. So if somebody gets hit by a belt tomorrow, you know
if it's the real deal.
Drop you like a sack of potatoes.
Exactly. All right, let's get into WrestleMania tomorrow night. 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock? Excuse me.
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock starts the pre-show on the WWE Network. I'll be at the building at around 4
he's
tomorrow.
Sleeping at a night.
Oh yeah.
So you can get there.
Might as well. I mean, geez, the traffic is going to be a zoo there tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a monster.
And the thing is, it's not like in Miami when I went. It's not a residential area where the stadium is in Miami. This is in a residential area.
Yeah, and that's the second part.
And it's one lane in one direction, one lane in the other.
That's right.
So it's going to be...
And my aunt's going to make a killing, by the way. Because charging all you wrestling fans. My aunt lives around the stadium, so...
You may get grifted by his aunt.
She's not the only one, though. There's a bunch of them around. Of course. $30 a spot.
They used to do that in Miami. Before they built the Marlins Park, that's how the situation was for the Orange Bowl.
Okay, yeah, the park in people's yards.
Yeah, the park in people's yards.
They make a killing.
But now they put a parking garage there.
So, I don't think they're ever going to do that because too many people live around them. They would have to buy up all
the okay, but they got a parking lot. I mean, they'd have to close the stadium down because where are people going to park? But if they put a parking garage on that land and just build like a 10-story parking garage.
Oh, on the camp, the side of Camden
that
World?
Yeah, figure that, you can get everybody in there. I mean, I'm thinking realistically. There's going to be 70,000 people there. Of that, 50 probably will go in a car. The other 20 will take either public transportation or Uber, so there's not going to be parking, but there's not going to be 50,000 cars. There's probably going to be 30,000 cars. So I think they could do a parking garage with 30,000 parking spaces. I don't know.
I'm trying to look at just splashing that where they could possibly put one. I don't know where all the space would be. There, because everything surrounded by that, there's apartment complexes over there. So that's what makes it seem funnier to me, but maybe you're right.
I don't know. Or tear down one of those high schools.
Screw kids' education.
Exactly. Just tear down that Jones High School. High School. Right there.
Who wanted the hell away from there anyway?
I mean, the Citrus Bowl has been there for 100 years, you know, but I don't know whose bright idea it was to be building houses around the building. Money, I guess.
Yeah. Who's playing John Cena to the ring tomorrow? You think Jones, high school man,
or they're gonna play? They're gonna play both John Cena and Nikki Bella. I don't know if they're gonna come out. I think they might have separate entrances.
Really?
They've been coming out together, in one entrance, but I think they might have separate entrances.
Okay. I can see it, but they got it. They always do give him a big entrance.
I guess.
You know, last time they were here, the band played them in.
I guess.
Last year, did he get a big one? The Cena get a big one last year? Or was Triple H the big one? Who did he face last year?
Last year, he didn't. He was injured.
Oh.
He had that segment with The Rock.
Yeah.
Against the Wyatts.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So, his last Mania, real Mania, was 31?
31, where he faced Rusev for the U.S. title.
And he got a big interest, huh? Rusev got a bigger interest.
Bigger interest came out of that tank.
Everybody with a big entrance job.
Rusev not on the card, actually, I think.
He's hurt, right? He broke his nose or something, right?
Yeah, but I don't think that's what keep him off the card.
Oh, I think he... I thought he got heat from the back or something.
I don't know. Well, whatever. All right, let's talk about this card. 13 matches in all.
13 matches.
12, two, or two matches, I should say, on the pre-show. The other 11 on the main card.
To go 5 hours. 11 matches in, what, 4 hours?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's going to go, that show's not going to cut off the air until before midnight.
God.
That's the same thing that happened last year. You heard that, right? So you can't fall asleep.
You got to be up. Drinking coffee. Taking no-dos. You need me to call you and be like, hey, he's almost out. It's almost over.
Otherwise, I'm going to have to take a ride with Nick German and sit in the back of that pickup truck.
How the hell does Nick German get a redneck pickup truck? He's from out of town.
He's with his family.
Oh, he has family here.
No, he brought his family down.
But how did they get a pickup truck?
I think they got two cars because he ditched his family. They're still in Disney.
Oh, they drove down.
They flew down, but they rented.
Rented a pickup truck.
They rented a pickup truck.
Oh my God, how hillbilly is that? I thought he's from Philly.
He's from Baltimore.
Baltimore. Lee, what the hell? Y'all drive pickup trucks up there, man?
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
How about this singing duo on the screen?
Salt and pepper.
I found the sign. And
I saw the sign.
I saw the sign, exactly.
God.
Oh, bless you, man. Me.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
Salt and pepper.
And then I remember this one is that that they were shocked because Skull was a expert piano player, if I remember
correctly. He actually had some talent.
He had some talent. And if I remember... Principal, what's his guy's name? Principal Campbell, I think his name was. And he comes out and he's like,
"This guy looks like he's a former Hollywood actor or something."
Yeah,
Burt Reynolds type.
Where the hell is Skull's performance here? I remember that he played the. I guess that wasn't another episode. Must have been.
Well, I know this was like 4 straight episodes of Master Vile, so I'm good.
All right, so here we go. SmackDown Women's Championship match, 6-pack challenge. The champion, Alexa Bliss, defending her title against Becky Lynch, Natalya, Mickie James, Carmella, and of course, Magnus maybe will be there. You never know.
Magnus is back in the building.
Carmella with James Ellsworth and the returning Naomi, Orlando's own. 6-pack challenge. They got bumped from the pre-show. They're now on the main card. What do you think? Who are you going with on this one?
Wait a minute. I thought Kelly and some more girls.
That may have been scrapped. But right now, this looks like this is what it's going to be.
But they signed.
And actually, let me. Well, that doesn't mean anything. Let me go over here. Oh, she's out cold. Oh, shit. See, that's what's going to happen on Sunday.
You got a WrestleMania.
She
got an I'm ready to go program.
This is a program. Phil asked me to pick this up for him, so because he wanted a Hall of Fame program, and as you can see, there's that picture of Robert Gibson right there.
Got to make sure that eye is right.
It's for the picture. It is.
They took his eye to Amoco, yo.
Exactly.
They fixed
it. Just right there behind you. Just
put it right there.
Well, let me see here in the program. Let me see here in the program. They got the matches advertised, and I'll show you. Here, there it is.
By Robert Gibson.
They got only the six women advertised. And Naomi was just announced on Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I think this is what they were going to do this whole time. I don't think that that they were going to do anything different. But we'll see. I don't know. Who are you going with, though?
Naomi.
Yeah, I think so. For the
hometown victory.
It makes no sense because she wasn't even gone 30 days.
But you know, that was just a Black History Donald Trump ploy.
I guess.
Vince, I need you to make a champion black. Oh, I'll do it, Donald. I'll do it. And now look what happened.
Oh, you're awake.
She started talking about Naomi and she woke up.
Oh,
and Vince and his racism. 30 days of black. Come on, 28 days of black. Come on, Vince. As soon as Black History Month was about over, he took the belt from
him. Exactly.
Damn shame.
I'm going with Naomi as well. I think now that she's back, her hometown makes sense that she wins the title. It'll be a big thing.
Even though I don't know, I don't believe this is her hometown.
She only was a dancer here.
I've never seen her roaming around. This is my city. So
let me see where she's from.
Partly, you know, my wife ain't listening. I may not have let her got out of here if she was roaming around these parts. So that's why I don't believe that. Don't tell nobody I said that. But I'd beat the hell out of Jey Uso. And you think they got family? Y'all think he got family? I got way more family than the damn Samoan. So there, I said it.
You said it, and it's etched in gray. It's
etched in radio history.
Let's see here.
I think she's from Tampa now. I can believe
that. Well, she was born in Tony C. She's actually a hometown girl.
Born where?
Sanford.
Hell no. Hell no. Hell to the no. That's why, she's born in Sanford.
Sanford, 29 years old, born on November 30th, 1987.
Yeah. She's a hood chick. If she's born in Sanford, she's a hood chick.
Yep.
Oh, man.
She was born Trinity McCray, born in Sanford, Florida. She was a McCray is her last name. It was her maiden name.
She was a cheerleader at what school? Seminole High School?
It doesn't say. She was a cheerleader and dancer for the Orlando Magic.
I know.
From 2007 to mid-2009, and she also starred as a background dancer for rapper Flo Rida. Let's see here. That's about it.
I don't believe it. She's born in Sanford. Yep. In the hood.
In the hood.
Wow.
And they live in Orlando. I'm sure if I look it up, I can find it. We'll do that off the air. Maybe we'll swing by. You'll drop a note.
Show up with the U.S. title.
Exactly.
Say, Jey Uso, you'll never get this. You'll never know what this tastes like, son.
He's standing there with his tag team title.
That's as high as you're going to get on the food chain, my friend.
He's not even on the card for WrestleMania.
Damn shady. He's in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal, right?
But that's it.
Good luck with that, son.
That's it.
Good luck with that.
Triple threat match for the Raw Tag Team titles. This match was announced this past Wednesday that it is now a ladder match. Luke Gallows and Karl Anderson defending the titles against Enzo and Big Cass and then the team of Cesaro and Sheamus. I guess WWE could not have choreographed it any better. When they broke out those ladders on Monday night. But here we are. Who are you going on?
When's the last time WWE had a Mania without a ladder match? Has it been a while? Because last year they had
the Money in the Bank, the Intercontinental ladder match.
Yeah.
It could have been the Mania before.
So it was only two? The last two?
I'm going to check right now. WrestleMania 31, excuse me. But
with that being said, you got to go with Enzo and Kaz in this because little Enzo going to climb the ladder and get the belt for him.
Of course. And then, or he's going to be on Kaz's shoulders.
Yep.
and to get the belt, something like that. So I'm going with Enzo and Cass to win.
I take that back. There was a ladder match at 31.
31, so.
That's where Daniel Bryan won the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 30, I don't believe there was one. So we're going to find out.
So it's been the last two.
Last three.
Last three. I'm sorry. 30.
Three straight years that there's a ladder match.
Wearing the gimmick out.
I mean, come on. We don't need so many damn ladder matches.
It loses its luster for TLC when they're coming around and whatever month it comes.
I'm wondering, we're watching the Power Rangers slide down this slide. They seem to be having a great time.
And they're not defending the world.
Exactly. I don't think I've ever laughed so much going down a damn slide.
Yes. I just love the fact that Master Violent is like 5 episodes straight. I forgot about it.
If I remember correctly, this might be the episode where they become
kids.
They become kids. I think the Aqua Rangers come in.
Oh, they're the ones that help them go back in the time.
Exactly, because then, I mean, I think this is it. I think this is where they become kids. Anyways. All right, see, I'm going to go with Enzo and Cass as well. I think it just makes sense.
Yeah, give them their WrestleMania moment and, you know, start their little title run or whatever.
Exactly. Intercontinental title on the line, Baron Corbin, the challenger, Dean Ambrose, the champion. And I'm going to tell you a funny story about last night. So, during the red carpet, Dean Ambrose walks into the building, right? And I guess Renee was the one scheduled to interview him, of course, naturally. This didn't make it to television, but we saw it. We saw it. She pointed it out, actually. She says, look down there. And I look, Renee is fixing his hair, sweeping whatever crap was on his suit off. And, you know, getting him camera ready for when they turn the camera on to do the interview.
Okay.
I thought that was pretty funny, and I would let you know. Because we know how things
Did he
are.
Did he have a suit and tie on? Hell no.
I don't know if he had a tie on, but he had something that looked like a suit.
He was probably a damn infamous leather jacket.
Maybe. Something pulled out of the hamper.
Like Bill Murray and Yeah, Ghostbusters too.
Yeah, exactly.
I have different levels of laundry. These are dirty. These are almost dirty. These are need to be washed. Come on, man. That's Dean all the way.
Oh man.
See your clothes, Dean. Renee, where's my tie? You don't wear a tie, Dean. Where's my tie? Sick of your shit, Dean. So did you lose the Intercontinental title? I'm out of here. Don't leave me, Renee.
Oh, my God.
Can you get the Hall of Fame program or we're out of shit paper?
Oh, my. And this thing is heavy. Let me tell you. I'm touchless. This thing is hard.
I know.
If he does this, he's in for a rough ride.
Can you call downstairs? We out of shit paper. Dee, I'm leaving. Are you going to get shit paper? Hops out the hood, the pants rather like
oh my God.
Down the hotel hallway. That's why the fans got arrested, because they trying to harass Dean Ambrose.
That's right.
He's trying to make sure we're nagging them shit paper.
All right. John Cena, Nikki Bella against the Miz and Maryse.
Okay, the Miz should win this match. They really pissed Surf off.
But
you know it's coming. But Super Cena, the rumor is Super Cena's going to win and he's going to propose.
That's what Pastor Sadell said in the chat.
Yes.
Like, I want to show you this. I'm going to put this down. I'm hoping that this thing will play. I don't know, this computer. Yeah, I don't think it's going to play. All right, forget it. The Miz, he posted a video of him training, and and he beating the hell out of a cardboard cutout of John Cena.
You say he broke it in half.
He broke it in half and everything. Drago. Exactly.
Ivan Drago.
was too funny. But yeah, I have a feeling. Listen, I have a feeling that Cena probably already popped the question.
Oh yeah,
to Nikki, and they're just going to save it to.
We're going to milk it.
We're going to milk it and do it actually at Mania. Which means Cena came up with this idea months ago.
Yeah.
And, you know.
But it takes the fun out of the angle. Even if they're married, they can do it behind the scenes. And it takes this. You get what I'm saying? Now the Miz can effectively mess with them down the road. Because they're engaged.
Yeah, like could that. Be. But then again, I don't know. Do you want to continue to see John Cena and the Miz?
Hell yeah. I mean.
But how much more could they insult each other? They've already played very dirty.
That's true. But the Miz has been going at everybody. Ambrose, when he was at the thing with Ambrose. I don't know who you can go after next.
Randy Orton.
Oh.
And his multiple wives and baby mama and things like that.
This is where we need CM Punk back. So he can go out to CM Punk. I need the Miz to really, you know, the Miz cuts deep, man.
Yeah.
He cuts deep. That's why. And he needs to be the champion over there anyway. He should be the champion on SmackDown. Yep.
Let me see if we're. I want to make sure that the Skype is functioning here because I don't want to. If anybody's trying to call in and you can't get through, let me know. I'm going to see right now. It's working, but this thing pops up on the screen. Good, at least. It doesn't pop up on the screen, so maybe that's why I'm wondering Dr. Doom and things like that. They tried to call in, and they can't.
It worked the last time.
No, it's not that it's not working. It doesn't alert me on the thing. And I turned it off on my phone because, you know, but yeah. So let's do it here. It looks like Dr. Doom tried calling back in. All right, let me add Dr. Doom back in. There we go. Come on.
Put my metallic arm on.
Come on, Dr. Doom. There we go. All right, let's see if he'll pick up now. All right, I guess he's done pulling weeds.
He got that bonsai tree set up.
All right, let me see here. Christopher Green. Excuse me, Dr. Doom. Let me see. Let me do it this way.
He's trying to call you now?
He's trying to call in. Christopher. Add.
Mastodon, Lion, Thunderzord.
There we go, Doctor. Can you hear us? Doom.
How about now? How about now? Can you hear me?
There we go.
Okay.
Yeah, now we can hear you.
Oh.
Doom.
What's going on?
So you've been you're done picking your strawberries or planting your strawberries.
Putting your bonsai tree in order.
Yeah, you know, I'm more of a organic nut, so it's like, hey.
You're one of those people?
No, not that. I like the taste, you know, like when I make fries, because I'm growing potatoes and shit, because they spray stuff on potatoes.
Doom had a farm. E-I-E-I-O.
Exactly.
It's just small things that you could grow, like, you know, tomatoes. Yeah,
like a potato is really small.
Well, you grow in a basket, and then you get...
But it sounds like you're doing a lot. Strawberries, tomatoes, potatoes.
Well, yeah. But it's like a L-shaped thing, because I have a screen back porch, so I got it running around in an L-shape. So I haven't planted nothing. I'm just getting the soil and stuff ready.
In Florida, we plant stuff sometimes, but, you know, the only time that I've ever planted something was I planted we grew a pineapple in the backyard, but that was about it.
Well, you know, I'm also trying to get my watermelons in, so, you know, I could go and surprise Brick House Brown.
Hold on. I think we got. Let me see if we can add this other fool that's trying to call in.
Hey, Tony, see you see that video I posted yesterday?
No.
Check out the Facebook page. I posted a video. Oh, this gets some heat right here, boy. This is about to. It's a clip from Smoky Mountain Wrestling.
Is it about John Cena?
Oh, nah. This about Nazis. Oh, man. You have to watch it just to see it, man.
Oh, okay.
You will have to play that Jim Ross like 30 seconds in the distasteful.
I'll have to look, man. I'll have to look at his.
I posted it yesterday. Let me see if I can.
Orphan time and that shit.
Yo.
he's got his hand on the. He's watching Power Rangers.
Hold on. But that was the funniest thing ever right then. The little kid was like, it's morphin' time, and shit happened.
Nothing shit happened. Oh, yeah.
Nothing at all.
Oh, man. Because
he had made that kid.
Just right there behind you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh,
just right there. I know you can't. There you go. All right, we got Ross Taylor.
Post a link.
Yeah, post a link. I mean, we can't play it on the air because...
Yeah.
We don't have the setup.
We don't have the setup right now, but... But yeah, and then we say hello to Mr. Hightower.
I'm ready to go. Oh,
what you watching? Roman Reigns and The Undertaker already?
Just about.
You got an advanced copy?
Yep.
There you go.
Roman whooping his ass.
Of course he is. They need to put Boomin' Ass in jail for abusing the elderly.
Man, what did they? You know what's bad? That they already booing the two top people. Goldberg got booed, and then Roman got booed. And I think they booed Cena last night at the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they did, of course. But Cena gets booed everywhere. But he did not get it as loud as Roman or Goldberg.
And you know why? Because we're smart wrestling fans. Can't get that shit over on us.
Exactly.
And they turned Miz face. I mean, I was just like, man, is this a Raw?
That's right. We don't want to hear that shit.
Nope.
We tired of Gold. We tired of Oldberg. And we tired of Boomin' Ass.
I think it's going to be, we're going to get into a time vortex. Steve Austin's going to be the special guest referee.
Oh, and
it's going to happen again, dog.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, yeah, there's a... There's bottled water there in the...
Oh.
Yeah, right there in the fridge. Open up the door, and it's right there on the door. Tony C is... or get whatever you want. There's anything, whatever you want is in there, man.
Mr. Hightower called in and talked about them damn Samoans. Don't nobody want to talk about them damn Samoans.
Hell no.
You got my family messed up, man.
Especially okay. They bootlegging each other movies.
Disrespectful.
They'll keep disrespecting these Samoans, man.
That's why your two cousins in the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. They can't even get their own match.
Yep. I mean, that is bad how they did the SmackDown Tag Team Champs, though.
Well, it wasn't. Come on now. The tag team division over there is kind of.
Well, they could have had the tag team.
No type of storyline whatsoever.
What the hell? No. We need a tag team match, man.
Y'all need the Hardy Boys over there. That's what y'all need over there.
Flashback to the first one.
This is what they did here. Not to cut you off, guys. What they did here is that this is a special season. This is where they revamped the first season of the show, like the first like 20 episodes that aired on
Fox.
And look, you see what they did?
Yeah.
They like redid all the graphics and crap like that.
Yeah.
So if I want to go now to continue, we got to go to the Alien Ranger season, which we got to do.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Well, did y'all ever talk about the actual movie Double A?
Not yet. Tony C saw the movie.
I ain't seen it yet.
I seen it.
Y'all better get with it.
Yeah, because apparently it was a humdinger.
It was a pretty good one.
Apparently, Tony C said that they didn't do Goldar justice, though.
I didn't like that look. He looked like somebody threw actual gold on somebody.
He looked like gold dust. Damn, Goldar.
Yeah. There was a couple of things I didn't like about the movie.
Goldar was my dude.
We can talk about it.
And he didn't even damn say his line. He ain't even fight and run away. Hell to hell.
Yeah. I mean, or do the kicks. You know, he could fight, you know what I'm saying? He was agile.
What? I missed this.
No, this is when the alien rangers came in.
I know. Yeah, we might have stopped this and we might have watched this.
The show. Hey, that link I clicked double A. Just watch the first 30 seconds of it real quick. I sent you on Skype.
I can't play anything right now.
Oh no, don't play it. Just watch. Watch the first 30 seconds and see what they did.
Where on Skype did you send it to me? I can't play it. I have to put it on the iPad. I wouldn't be able to do it.
Okay.
We'll watch it.
We'll watch it later, man.
Okay.
Mr. Altow, is Triple H gonna put somebody over this year? Or what?
I don't know. You know what, man?
Yeah, because he likes Seth Rollins.
Nah, I think he not. I think he not going to put him over.
I think Joe going to help him.
He shouldn't. He should not put him over.
Oh, but he put your punk-ass cousin over last year.
Yep.
You love that.
Yeah, really?
Exactly.
All right, let's move on here. So, Dean Ambrose, Baron Corbin, Tony C.
Big Daddy Corbin going to win.
I think so, too. What about you guys? You guys have any picks?
I see the vampire Baron Corbin. You see what they said about him?
Don't talk about Corbin like that.
When he had on at the Hall of Fame, he looked like a vampire.
He looked like... Don't talk about Diesel's son like that, okay?
I got Baron Corbin. I got Baron
Corbin. So you're going with Baron Corbin?
Yeah.
Big Daddy Corbin.
All right. All right, so I'm going to go with Baron Corbin as well. We were in the middle of John Cena and Nikki Bella against the Miz and Maurice. Who are you going with, Tony C?
I want the Miz to win, but I know Cena going to win. Night Ride on her?
On this old one? I have to look for it. It has to be on one of those channels. But
see some Night Ride in the background.
I say that the Miz is going to win. The Cena is going to be like disheveled. And he's like, you know what? They're going to cheat and hit like Nikki or something.
They probably will, but there's a report going around that Nikki's actually hurt. She hurt her neck.
Yeah, she hurt her neck.
Doing what? I don't know.
I could tell you, but it's...
Nikki, you hurt your neck.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I got a diamond for you.
I think though it's definitely going to be Cena and Nikki, and then I suspect there's going to be a proposal.
The better question is how many AAs is it going to take for the Miz to lose? Exactly.
It's going to be a double AA. What y'all talking about?
I'm gonna have to save that for the call in show because I'm still undecided.
The rack attack. Now you sound like Surfer. Now you
hey, I had to. You know, I'm missing Surfer right now, man.
He's filling in for Surfer.
I'm still computing. I'm still waiting on the CompuServe numbers to come in.
Oh, man. In a match that it should be very entertaining, very good quality match, and her United States Championship on the line, and not the United States title that Tony C's holding, but the WWE US title, Chris Jericho defense against Kevin Owens.
Tony C. I can't wait until I see that video package. That's going to be good.
I'm going with Kevin Owens because Jericho about to leave.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Kevin Owens. What about you guys?
I got this one. I think Kevin. No, let me go with Jericho. Just because he's not gonna leave yet.
Not picking like Surfer now.
Yeah, really.
You sure you ain't got surf over there? You ain't taking care of surf? Surf ain't feeding you your pigs, huh?
Hold on. You got to get this Roku, people, because they got channels on here sometimes that are just... Phil talks about this wrestling channel all the time. I mean, it just happens to see what pulls up here. I don't know who the hell those
people are. Oh, my God. This look like ham and eggers versus ham and eggers.
Exactly.
Oh, jobbers versus jobber action?
It's one guy looks like he's in a mask.
For real?
Both are wearing... You know, one's wearing a cape. And the other one's wearing a jacket.
And the other dude got on a sweatshirt with no sleeves on it.
Yeah.
The referee got on a referee shirt with some damn white pants.
Exactly. And a big bald spot.
I'm done. This dude built like Surf.
He's built like yeah. His knees are probably better, but
he got a perm.
I don't know who this is. Let me see. Let me turn that audio off. Let me see here.
What the hell?
Oh, man.
Something from the 70s.
Yeah.
Something from the 70s.
Video quality is horrible.
But let me see. Let's see what's on the Pluto channel. Because the Pluto channel is what I talked about on Tuesday. And that's the one that has the TNA channel. They show... Impact, and they show.
I thought they were on Pop.
Well, this is
old school
channel.
Impact.
They show old episodes of Impact. Let me see here.
Oh,
let me go here on to news.
They
got the Fear Factor. There it is. Pro Wrestling, Impact Wrestling from March 23rd. So yeah, they're showing last week's episode. So they're a week behind there.
Bobby Lashley.
Oh my God!
Oh, they got Magnus up there.
They need to.
I'm sure they do.
The only man to retire more people from TNA than Social Security.
I'm surprised Kurt Angle didn't give Magnus a shout out or Sting.
He didn't give anybody in TNA a shout out.
Damn shame, Kurt.
And you know what? Mm-hmm. I want Magnus to retire. Damn John Cena.
That'll never happen. Ironic situation. I'll mark out for that. When John Cena retires,
Surfer gonna cry. Exactly. And who knows?
Him and Deontay.
Who
will duck John Cena? Who do you think
who
is
duck John duck? Cena?
Who do you think
is Bell?
Jesus.
That night I stabbed him changed my life forever.
Exactly.
That shit out of him.
Oh, man. Fatal 4-way elimination match for the Raw Women's Championship. The champion Bayley against Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, and Nia Jax. Tony C, what do you think?
We're going to go with Madea Jax going to win.
Sasha Banks, I believe.
She was there with the Rock's mom last night.
I bet she was, looking like a sack of laundry.
Or a 10 pounds of monkey crap in a 5-pound bag.
Oh, she looked like she looked heavy. Like Florida. Like, that's the way Surfer like them. Big, thick, and in control. Okay. He loved like a bean bag, like one of the big, long bean bags.
Because he just wants to go in.
Looking like Tyler Perry.
Plop. Yeah. He's going to woof like that.
Exactly. Madea Jax for the win, though, man. Madea Jax.
What about you guys?
I got Sasha Banks with the heel turn.
All right.
Didn't somebody do a heel? Oh, that was Cena who did that. When they said they wanted to see a heel turn, he turned the shoe or something.
Yeah, he turned the shoe.
I'm done. I forgot. Stuff like that just come back to me.
What about you, Hightower?
I'm undecided on this one, too.
You're reserved for tomorrow.
So. Yeah. Man, some of it.
The hell up out your house.
Hey, I'm giving away some, but I reserved that one.
I'm giving away some, okay?
let's talk about the pre-show real quick.
I'll give away that one quick.
Because the other matches are the main events. The other five matches are the main events. Neville defends the Cruiserweight title against Austin Aries. It makes sense that Aries wins this one. What do you think, Tony Singh?
Aries going to win in his home, his TNA hometown.
Exactly.
I'm going with Austin Aries for the win.
Think about that. Austin Aries, who is the TNA World Champion, is going to be on WrestleMania. Bobby Roode, TNA World Champion, headlining NXT TakeOver tonight.
AJ Styles
on WrestleMania. Eric Young, I believe, is going to be at TakeOver tonight. So, I mean, the card is riddled with TNA people.
Mm-hmm. Damn shame, Dixie Carter.
Kurt Angle went into the Hall of Fame last night.
Jim Cornette was there.
Jim Cornette was there. Samoa Joe will be at WrestleMania. Hogan, exactly.
R-Truth.
That's before Dixie's time.
Yeah. Hogan was there?
Hogan, yeah. Hogan is in the area.
Yeah. They had him in the back. He could be on TV.
No, he was in the nosebleed.
Did he have that Mr. America mask on so nobody knew who he was?
with the goatee
cut out, exactly.
That's right.
And of course, the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. The participants: Mojo Rawley, Apollo Crews, Big Show, Kurt Hawkins, Braun Strowman, Goldust, R-Truth, Primo, Epico, Curtis Axel, Bo Dallas, Jinder Mahal, Sami Zayn, Fandango, Tyler Breeze, Dolph Ziggler, Rhino, Heath Slater, Jason Jordan, Chad Gable, Jimmy and Jay Uso, Connor, Victor, Kalisto, Aiden English, Simon Gotch, Sin Cara, Titus O'Neil, Mark Henry, and Tian Bing, who's WWE's first Chinese signee.
Got Pink in the building.
So,
I'm going with the Chink. The Chink gonna win, damn it. Whatever his name is.
Hell no, but they better not.
I want to do a manicure. That's who I'm wearing.
Oh, my boy. I want to
fold some clothes.
Is it true that they put Sami Zayn off the card?
No, he's on there.
You know what? Sami Zayn might be on there.
He's on. He's listed here.
He listed, well, so he might win. I got Sami Zayn.
But Braun Strowman.
Yeah, Braun Strowman's going to
win.
I said, Will posted something saying that he has some backstage heat.
Ah, come on.
That's April Fool's. Oh,
yeah. It's April 1st, guys. Exactly. Come on.
Okay.
All right.
You seen that picture of Chris Jericho ankle, right?
Yeah, I already knew that from all the way when I checked. I was like, nah, that ain't. Nah. Yeah. Come on, now.
All right.
I'm surprised Server ain't hit nobody else. You see that?
I'm sure other people have that.
Surfer's getting sponge bash right now.
Somebody should have put that ankle up there and said it was Cena. Surfer would have fell over.
Exactly. A lot of people probably would have believed it.
His ankle not hurt, okay? I'm sitting right next to him, okay?
He's in the same hospital as
me. He came to see me to make my wish come true, okay?
And he's trying to walk through the door. Shane McMahon against AJ Styles.
Oh my god.
And as Kurt Angle said last night, that Shane's one son of a bitch.
That's right.
So what are you going with, Tony?
I'm going with I think TNA, former TNA employees might be 2-0. They're going undefeated. Because AJ Styles will win this match.
There you go. What about you guys?
AJ, I just hope Shane, if he gets hit with that Styles clash, he don't break his neck. That's the only thing.
Tuck it.
Yeah. No, you don't tuck it. You look up, right? Oh yeah.
Whatever that trick is, that'll do it.
You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and save that one. because I got a lot to say about that one.
Okay, Surfer Hightower.
I'm sure you do.
Mr. Surfer.
I'm going with AJ, though. But I think what's going to happen, but there's one of two possibilities. Either AJ's going to win and nothing's going to happen, or Shane's going to win and AJ's going to beat the hell out of him. And AJ's going to get fired again.
Oh, God.
So
they say AJ, the rumor is he's supposed to go back into the title picture after this. So.
Well, let's see what happens.
There you go.
Non-sanctioned match. we used to call this a lights-out match.
A Las Vegas or a Church Street fight. That's what it should have been called.
Yeah, because that's where Church the building Street is. Fight. Seth Rollins against Triple H.
This is a shitload of interference on this match.
Who you going with? Now that there's no, it's unsanctioned, so anything can happen.
I'm going with Shawn Michaels' Sweet Chin Music and some damn body. Shawn Michaels going to kick Seth Rollins for the win.
You know Shawn Michaels always got to steal Triple H, so.
That's right. So Triple H is going to win with interference, shitload of interference.
Interference with Finn Balor coming back, I think.
How's Finn Balor going to help Triple H, though?
No, not help Triple H. Like, why they beating the shit out of Seth Rollins, Finn Balor might come out, or Dean Ambrose might come out.
What the hell? Dean Ambrose on SmackDown.
Doesn't matter. He's at WrestleMania, though.
So they can do cross-promotional run-ins?
I mean...
That's some surfing. I'm telling you, man, you could have with him, okay?
What I'm saying is that people were talking about the Shield reunion. And I think Undertaker and Roman Reigns ain't going on last. They ass gonna probably go in the middle.
Uh-oh.
Well, we've heard otherwise.
Yeah.
Why would you?
Now that I think about it, why would you make Undertaker sit there and get stiff like that? Because as long as he sit, the stiff ain't going to be. That match need to go first.
That or he's sitting in the hot tub all night.
That's right. That should be a damn curtain jerker match, if you ask me.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
His match need to go on the pre-show.
At 5 o'clock. Let take a start his night early.
While they're still putting people in the building.
In the daylight out.
And that boy will be walking down that ring for 30 minutes.
Damn shit.
And if you saw the video of the entranceway, I don't know if you guys did
it. Yeah, I did. It's
long ass walk with a long steep to it.
Big Show gonna get in some type of car.
And there's no way. I here's what I don't get. I don't know how these wrestlers or how they have it set up, because you can't walk your ass back up the ramp.
Hey, what if they do the old school ring thing? You think they might do that?
What you mean?
With the golf cart?
Yeah, the golf cart and the ring on the little ring on the top. And carry Taker down.
Four, five, six.
Okay, but wait a minute. You got to understand something. That thing is on a sharp angle. So I don't know.
Somebody gonna bust their ass.
Exactly.
I hope it ain't Brock.
I think somebody needs to come out there with a bottle of Wesson oil and just start spraying it down the.
That's a lawsuit waiting down there.
The minute the Undertaker takes that first step, it's like slipping on a banana peel.
Like Ezell on Friday. Oh my god!
And he slides all the way down.
Slides ass all the way to a ring.
Exactly.
Like Ernie Hudson on Cold Buster 2. Slides ass all the way. And slide his ass to the ring. From Death Valley. The Undertaker.
I guess let's talk about that match. Who's going over on this?
Roman better whoop his ass. And I mean,
hey, man, you can take his
ass through the damn brain.
Take your ass on your show and talk that shenanigans, okay?
Well, what was the shenanigan?
Talking about Roman should beat the Undertaker ass.
Hell no. Roman should get hit in the head. They should have a buried alive match, and you think Roman going to win, and damn Terry Gordy comes up to the execution and hit him in the back of the head with the damn shovel. That's what need to happen.
They should have had. They need to get it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Roman to turn heel. That's all I'm
hell no.
Roman to win. Just to
he like, already heel. You didn't hear what Triple H said?
Nobody cares what Triple H talking about. That was just stupid.
Oh, so Triple H ain't your boy? No, that was an interview he gave.
I know, Triple H is my boy, but that was stupid. Yeah, I heard the interview. That was stupid for him to say that.
But it's true.
Yeah, I mean, hell, Roman got more heat. All you got to do is show his pitch and they boo.
They need to let him come through the crowd tomorrow and somebody stab him.
Who's got a stab scene in the club?
They need to plan his ass right though. Well, they need to have that dude to beat up Shawn Michaels outside that club.
We're talking about that Marine. Hey. That one Marine that they said there was a whole bunch of guys that jumped Shawn Michaels.
And one person whooped his ass.
Could you imagine when Shawn Michaels came back in 2002? And Shawn got his ass whooped in the parking lot by Triple H. Could you imagine? Could you imagine if that was real? And Vince goes, "Not again."
but Shane and Shawn Michaels ended up with their head going through a damn window.
The only difference is Shane had a camera in the car.
Yeah, and Shawn Michaels' ass was just caught on film.
Exactly.
They both laid there, though. All
right. I think I'm going to go with The Undertaker, though, for this one. And
come on, Double A. Pick with your heart. I mean, pick with your WWE mind. You know Boom is winning.
I don't think so.
No.
You hoping he don't win. You going to be one
pissed unless off. The Undertaker kick him in his nuts.
No, because I'm going to tell you something.
How does The Undertaker win his match? Clean.
Here's kick him
in the nuts.
Break it down to me.
I plan on going to bed at around 1 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. And if Roman wins, I know that's not happening.
So you hoping to get hope. But I'm telling y'all, when I don't make bold predictions on this network too often. I'm not. And no, I don't put myself out there like that.
No, if they putting on him last, then that means that
it's over.
It's over and they're going to boo the shit out of it. And I think he's going to really like heal it up in that match.
Nah, because it wouldn't be no damn turning back. Once he beat, it might be a damn ride. So the thing to be.
I hope.
Huh?
They ride. Roman Reigns win. They need to ride. It need to be. See, if we had. If it was in a stadium, arena type like One Night Stand 2006.
Yep.
Set the building on fire.
That's right.
Nah. We need to go back old school when they actually, like when Ox Baker had that ride and he had to run to the back. We need the territory ride.
I think the fans are going to revolt and they're going to tear down that massive stage. Yeah.
What if Roman hit him with some type of weapon?
$10 to build.
That's going to be.
You said what if Roman? What?
What if Roman hit him with some type of weapon?
Take out the hip?
Yeah, exactly.
hit him with a lead pipe in the hip.
Do a WrestleMania 17. Like, I gotta win.
Now that would be funny.
That would be funny, right? I gotta win.
Now, we'll know if that happened is right before the match. Howard Finkel said, and this match is no disqualification.
Unsanctioned.
You gotta say no disqualification. Remember last year we found out, like, a couple of days before the Reigns and Triple H match was no DQ, right?
No, it was after Mania, I thought. They didn't say.
They had it on the bus.
They didn't announce it. They put it on the side of the damn butt. Oh, man.
All right. Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, WWE title is on the line.
Bray Wyatt. Oh, no, they don't give it to Randy.
If they give it to Randy, they'd be fucking stupid.
Well, they stupid then, because Orton is about to win the title again.
But Orton's over.
Right now. He's over, but this whole damn, like, why you been carrying that damn feud? Because Freddy Orton is there. He just standing there. Why is he?
I'm changing my mind. Bray Wyatt going to win, because both the titles not going to change. Because if one changes, the other one not. So Bray gonna win. Bray is gonna win. And that's gonna be that.
And then we're going to get a Bray and AJ feud.
Because
who has the first pay-per-view coming out of Mania?
Raw. No, wait. It's got to be SmackDown.
SmackDown, right?
See, that's I wish SmackDown had a better build than Raw.
I don't know. It could be Raw, maybe. I don't know.
I thought SmackDown
might be.
Is April the 28th or something like that.
Let me go.
Payback is the next pay-per-view.
Yeah, Payback is next.
And it takes place, it's a Raw pay-per-view from San Jose, California. And then after that, returning.
Damn, SmackDown don't got a pay-per-view for a minute.
Until May 21st when they return to Chicago for Backlash.
So SmackDown last pay-per-view was in January.
It was in
February.
February they had
Fastlane?
No, it was the not Fastlane. It was the one before? Elimination Chamber.
Elimination. Elimination Chamber. And then, so from February to May.
Yeah, no pay-per-views.
From SmackDown. They really the B show. Yeah. They wrong for that.
Even though they're the better show. They have the better storylines, and a lot of people are contesting that they have the better matches, too.
Yeah.
So.
2 months.
We're gonna see what happens here.
But now that's good. They could get some real good feuds going.
That's true.
But 3 months though.
I mean, I like it. You know,
back in the day,
we're talking between tomorrow and May 21st is 7 weeks.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's a nice build. But damn.
Yeah. And finally, the match that Jim Ross is gonna call. The Universal title is on the line when the champion Goldberg will go up against Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman in his corner. Obviously, we know where this is going, but we got to ask. So, Tony C?
Well, my CompuServe computer tells me with the statistical analysis from an elimination chamber results. We're going to go with Brock Lesnar for the steal and the win. I heard a report that it could be some shenanigans in this match. I don't know why. The Goldberg only got like 2 moves.
Somebody suggested that Brock needs to come out wearing a steel plate on his chest like Bret Hart.
He should wear a jersey of a... and foil his plan. Finally did it. But yeah, Brock is going to win, man. Brock is going to take it.
What about you guys?
I think Brock's going to win it, but it's going to lead into tomorrow night. Because when is Brock scheduled to be back on TV?
I think Brock is...
you said Rock or Brock?
Brock. I think...
Brock, I think, is supposed to be on TV for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Okay, then he might get it.
I say Goldberg goes over again and make everybody mad.
What the hell, Surfer?
Logic is that.
I just want to see everybody mad.
You will if your cousin wins.
I'm going to go with Brock on this one. He should win.
If he wins this match, oh my God. If Goldberg and Booman win,
they're gonna tear the building down.
I hate to be at Raw tomorrow.
They're gonna tear the building down. They're gonna go to the performance center and set that building on fire. It's not that far away from Camping World.
They're gonna set it halfway on fire tomorrow.
Exactly. There will
already
be no Raw or SmackDown.
What else they gonna destroy? Nah, they ain't gonna touch SmackDown.
No, this is Raw.
They gonna tar and feather Roman.
And they can't put that man in that position to have him beat Undertaker and come out there tomorrow night.
And I gotta tell you, there's some real lunatic fans in the area.
Hey, is it gonna be?
As we said earlier tonight, that some fans were arrested at the WWE hotel. So anything's possible.
Hey, is it gonna be like Bass at the Beach for Hogan? Turn heel?
It ain't gonna be that bad.
Oh, I think it's worse. I'm talking about
That's like a walk in the park.
Yeah. If Boomer and Goldberg win,
you're going to hear JR. I'm getting the hell out of here.
And who's going to do the?
No, I'm good.
Is Jabari going to do the Tony Schiavone?
You brought me back here for this?
That's why I just covered in the shape of Z. It was bullshit like this. But I'm out.
Hey, Roman, you go to hell. Straight to hell.
I mean, go Goldberg.
Michael Cole will say that.
Yeah.
Goldberg. You too. Two matches is going
to
determine.
Sold your soul to the devil, buddy.
Oh, he lost all respect when he left, when he booed. What the hell he had to do? I hope when they induct him, I hope they boo his ass the whole time his induction speech.
You know what's going to happen is that when it's time to induct him, they won't boo him because at the induction ceremony, it's like you're paying tribute to the person for the contributions that they give to the industry.
Yeah, what the hell he contributed?
They're not going to boo
him. Hell no. He took my favorite wrestler's career and shortened it. Son of a bitch.
Oh, come on, Goldberg? Ain't nobody about to boo Goldberg.
Bullshit. I'll pay a ticket just to boo him, damn.
But they won't boo him at the Hall of Fame.
I'll boo him at the Hall of Fame.
He was dangerous. He ended careers.
Then you go and you do it.
I say, boo this so man. They can
kick, and if you do that, they're going to kick you out, too.
Hell no.
Triple H going to go right up to you. You out. Get him out.
Hell no. Until Triple H.
You out. Exactly.
He gonna be at the wrong place at the right time.
Well, we're gonna wrap it up here because it is getting to 7 o'clock, and we're gonna try to keep this show at 2 hours. Tomorrow night, beginning at 1 p.m., the Wrestling Call-In Show will be live, followed by Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 3 p.m. But if you missed any part of this program, the marathon kicks off tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in the morning with the Shining Wizards from this past Tuesday night, followed by a rebroadcast of this at 11. And as I said, the call-in show will pick things up at 1 p.m. William Morgan will serve as the host of the post-show this year. So you definitely can tune into that when WrestleMania goes off the air. But don't forget to tune into Turnbuckle Throwbacks tomorrow at 3:30 in the afternoon, as they will also break down the card for WrestleMania. Phil, Choppy, Rob, Elaine, and of course, they will be inducting Mega Powers and Pastor Sydal into the Ring and Radio Hall of Fame. So you guys excited for WrestleMania despite all the negativity and
that's 20 minutes?
The negativity is around two matches.
Man. Around two matches. Out of 13, it's not bad. Yeah.
I just hope y'all make it out of there alive tomorrow. That's
me. They might try to run out of the city.
I was actually supposed to be out there the entire night awake.
They're gonna be attacking Samoans, and they're gonna be like how they beat up Reginald Dennis, and hit Samoan in the head and
after it.
Well, with that, I want to thank. Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I said y'all want to keep messing with these Samoans, they're gonna whoop y'all ass.
At some point,
they will. They will. All right, guys. So I want to thank Mr. Hightower and Dr. Doom for calling in. I want to thank everybody for listening live. The first time we've done this on location in here in Orlando. First time me and Tony C face-to-face.
In studio.
Not the first time face-to-face.
Did y'all have pineapples in studio?
Yep.
That's right.
You heard. Right. You heard that. And he's got an extra can in the freezer.
That's right. For later on.
So
that's right.
But right now, I think what we're going to do is we're going to close up shop. We're probably going to get a bite to eat. And
have a Power Rangers marathon.
I know, right? All right, guys. I want to talk to you guys later. And if you're listening live, enjoy WrestleMania. We will talk to you On Tuesday, we'll be back here with another live program, 9 o'clock, following the Shining Wizards.
I'll be on the Wrestling Call-In Show tomorrow.
Yeah, you can hear Tony C on the Call-In Show tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.